So the Bank of Japan refuses to play the same game as the other major central banks, including even the SNB, with the BOJ leaving policy on hold earlier today. The resulting price action has seen the yen selling off back towards this week's lowest level against the US dollar since 1998. That's the highest levels for dollar yen since 1998. Overall, the outlook for global markets remains less than upbeat. Inflation continues to rocket higher. The Fed has been forced to take a more aggressive policy response, and investors are worried. S&P 500 futures are trading just off Thursday's yearly low, and though we have seen some profit taking on US dollar longs from shorter term accounts, the buck remains very well bid in demand across the board on dips. The euro has, however, managed to hold up rather well on the news of a new crisis management tool at the ECB, and the pound is also trying to hold up after getting beaten down on horrid data earlier this week, with the currency supported in the aftermath of a BOE rate hike and red line communication that the central bank would act forcefully on inflation if needed. Key standouts on today's calendar come from Eurozone inflation, Canada producer prices, the Fed chair Powell speech, and U.S. industrial production. That's all for now.